Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program here on KKCQ. Allison Melgren is joining us in the studio. Allison Opdahl.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say.
Old habits die hard.
That's okay.
But how you doing, Allison?
I'm doing well.
And thanks for joining us for our monthly MCCL update. I know we've got the end of the year coming up, and the Celebration of Life Month is January, right?
It is. It's a great time for people to take a look at the new year. We all do that anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice time to remember that, you know, after we celebrate the birth of Christ, that we're focused on what life means, not just his life and what he did for us, but what lives mean in general to the human population. And maybe I'll just share a little bit of an update on what MCCL is hoping to do in the new year.
Sure.
And then I have something for us to think about, just something that I was thinking about this weekend. I would say the past year has seen a lot of consistency in membership attendance at the MCCL meetings. I've been very encouraged to see many of the same faces there month after month, and then some new ones coming in as well. I think one of the things that's really outstanding about our chapter is the attendance of the men in our community. They have really stepped in and added their commitment and support to the efforts that we've been undertaking. We were at two fairs over the year. We were also involved in making sure that we had the Speak Life ads on the radio every month, and we've got a website that's active and very flexible now for people to either access it on their desktop or their mobile phones. So a lot has been accomplished in the last year, and I was looking at the agenda that our president, Mike Brous, was sharing with the executive committee, and he's got some vision. I like to think that I came in with some vision and people had to sort of get their minds around that, but he's talking getting the message out statewide and nationwide. And so he's got some really great goals for us, and along with that then is the need for people to partner with us.
We have our conversation the third Monday of every month here on Food for Thought, and throughout the year of 2021 we've had several different guests joining us, and the one common thread I think is the meetings, the monthly meetings. You've had great turnouts for those, and like you said, it just seems like there's a lot of interest and a lot of people getting more involved.
It's a very vibrant chapter. I feel like we're really forging a new way to look at representing the value of life in our area. And now as we step into more of a commitment to get that message out to a wider base, we are really looking for people or congregations or organizations to partner with us financially so that we can make that possible in other communities. Not that we haven't been well supported from the community, but now that we have a wider vision, we have more needs. And so we'll be looking for opportunities to supplement what we're doing and allowing other people to partner with us.
I think you've done a great job in reaching out through different avenues, whether it be media, social media, or whatever.
Thank you. We've had great support from the newspapers in the area, the radio station here. We're very grateful for all that you do. It's been a collaborative effort for sure.
Okay. Now you had something all special about
that? Yeah. You know, sometimes I write these things and they just don't fit in a Speak Life segment. It's too much to digest. And so I guess one of the things that I've been really impressed to consider the last 6 months as I've been writing Speak Life is this perception of conception. And I think even as I matured in my understanding of abortion and the value of a baby's life as a teenager, it was very much a female oriented perspective. And I don't know if that was purposeful or not, but you know, we grew up in Women's Pregnancy Center. We would learn about those places. We would learn about trying to talk to a young woman and ask her to keep her child or offer it up for adoption. So the focus was always on the woman. And I understand that that needs to be a supportive endeavor for a woman in that position, because it can be a very fearful and traumatic place to be, wondering what you do when something unexpected like this comes, and you know, your whole life unfolds before you in a different way. But I believe the perception around conception needs to be shifted a bit. You look at a woman's ability to bear a child, you know, we have about 20 good childbearing years. And if we do, let's see, conceive a child once a year, we could have potentially 20 children. A man's ability to father a child is exponentially greater. And I think it's interesting to me that the focus seems to be on the women and changing their behaviors. Birth control is for women. It's not for men. And I think we've missed an opportunity to ask men to rise up and stand beside us and say, look, let's stand for sexual purity. Let's stand for moral integrity. Let's talk to our sons and grandsons and nephews and brothers. And let's ask these men to be men and come alongside the value of keeping these children alive. I think there's a need for us to recognize that conception is not spontaneous. We have this beautiful gift God has given us. A man and a woman become one, and they create a child. And I feel that it's imperative that we look at how we support the whole family unit, not just the woman who might find herself alone in a very trying time, but also how do we come alongside that young father then and say, you know what, maybe not what you planned, but this is how you can do it. This is the value in it. And this is how we make you a family, because we have seen the breakdown of our family unit left, right, and center since I was born in 71. It's been a slow degradation. That family unit is so imperative to speaking life. That is what Speak Life is about, keeping that family unit intact.
All right. Well said. All right. Anything else before we wrap up?
I guess we're looking forward to a great new year. We hope that we'll have some more information about a March for Life in January. So you can kind of stay tuned in your local churches for that information. And I'm trying to think of anything else that I can think of. As always, I know we would appreciate prayers and anybody who could share the Speak Life message, you know, whether you point them to the website or you find it in your bulletin and hand it to somebody or whatever, we would really appreciate that.
Okay. And your next monthly meeting will be in January?
It will be in January. It's usually the third Thursday of the month at 7. And normally we meet at Mount Carmel Church in McIntosh, Minnesota.
Yep, sounds good. Well, very good. Allison Opdahl, thank you very much for joining us for your monthly MCCL update. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Tom. Same to you.
Yep, thank you. Allison Opdahl and our monthly MCCL update here on Food for Thought. Tomorrow, Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson will be stopping by with his year in review conversation for Clearwater County and the Clearwater County Sheriff's Department. So that'll be tomorrow on Food for Thought. And then Mark Lindgren will be stopping by on Wednesday to talk about his exhibit that's currently on display at the Sorensen Art Gallery at the Fauston Library Art Center.